This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, they've done it. They have overloaded this broadcast today in the next 4 hours. It is going to be even more jam-packed than usual on this Friday worldwide transmission. Richard Reeves is going to be popping in at the end of the hour. He's on the ground in New Hampshire, going to be reporting tonight on the Nightly News, right through the weekend at Infowars.com, with video reports on the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. as well, and then right through, of course, to the big event early next week. Sean Stone, a filmmaker, actor, documentary, talk show host in his own right, a son of Oliver Stone, friend of mine, Sean Stone will be joining us today to talk about all the things that are happening geopolitically in the world, everything from Edward Snowden to the police state here in America. We also have an interview that they're going to release tomorrow that Kit Daniels got at a big Ron Paul event over the weekend. He got an interview with Ron Paul, but also with Lou Rockwell. It's a very powerful interview with Rockwell's intel, on Obama's plans to perhaps actually bring in martial law before he leaves office. I kind of want to just go ahead and release that today, but we're going to play the part about martial law coming up because it's so important. And we have, of course, Democrat Senator from Connecticut coming out and saying that's what the Republicans are trying to set up with Obama. I mean, this is really going on. This is the time where the rhetoric that we've used in the past to describe what was coming is being proven as accurate. Let's look at DrudgeReport.com right now. Okay. Citi, that's one of the biggest banks in the world, sounds alarm. World economy in death spiral. You click on it. It's not Infowars.com saying that. We've actually had articles using the image of the Grim Reaper. We're called fear porn dealers. We don't get Pulitzer Prizes for being exactly right 5 years beforehand. We get attacked. But I'm sure CNBC will get an award for this or something. World economy trapped in death spiral. And, of course, their answer to this is to give more power to the establishment who has engineered this and more credit lines of unlimited taxpayer money to the very same six, really it's about five now, some have consolidated, global megabanks who openly launder the money and run the drugs on record. I mean, just completely on record. And then they send police out to schools to tell kids don't use drugs. I'm not against the police officers. I'm just saying it's stupid. The school, on one hand, is pushing all this speed and all these other psychotropic drugs on the kids, all these amphetamine-based systems and all these serotonin reuptake inhibitor antidepressants that are so dangerous and linked to doubling suicide and all sorts of mental disorders and the rest of it that 20-something percent of the population is now on in this country. And then they look at us with a straight face and say, well, we need to lecture your kids, don't use illegal drugs. And then the government is shipping them in to destabilize civilization and launder the money. It's just like they say, give your rights up, civil emergency, martial law in Europe, don't criticize the open borders, don't criticize socialism. We're going to arrest Le Pen, the front runner in the French election, because she criticized open borders. But it's the government bringing in the radical terrorists who are attacking, and then they use that pretext to take the freedom. Where is the 2+2=4 logic to recognize that's happening and realize the criminals have hijacked our governments globally? George Orwell, in his allegory, 1984, based on his time in MI6 and OSS before that, where he was a propagandist at BBC, he says freedom is the ability to say 2+2=4. If you can do that, everything else follows. And O'Brien tortures him until he can't say 2+2=4 anymore. And then O'Brien says, we've won. Even though we've won and broken you, we're still going to shoot you in the back of the head one day when you don't know it's coming and incinerate you and erase your name from history. Because we're devil worshippers, Winston.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you can see, you can feel, you can hear. Global turmoil. The ratcheting up. Look at this headline from DrudgeReport.com. CNBC. World economy trapped in death spiral. We're going to be getting to that report, obviously, here in detail today. We are also going to be interviewing a raft of guests here on the broadcast. We are obviously going to be breaking down the latest developments and polls out of New Hampshire, and our own Richard Reeves is going to be joining us from the ground there at the end of the hour. Sean Stone, filmmaker, son of Oliver Stone, is joining us. Kathleen Willey, of course, one of Clinton's victims who's not been speaking out quite a bit as of late, but we've been able to get her on through some of our connections. And, of course, John Rappaport will be joining us to cover the waterfront, Zika, and more. And Rob Dew will be quarterbacking the fourth hour and we'll have a ton of special reports and key information then as well. But before I get into this article, Citi, world economy trapped in death spiral, it's important to know that the Russians basically have admitted to simulating nuclear attacks with their new high-tech, I don't want to say copies, but they're similar planes to, say, the B-1 bomber. I guess a more modern version of those. Army and Marine Corps chief says it's time for women to register for the draft. Oh, feminism is here. You get to pay more taxes. You get to be a slave. You get to be drafted. You get to be used as cannon fodder. So this just gets better and better. And there, of course, Bernie Sanders wants compulsory national service. So Obama wants that, too. And, of course, both military and domestic, where you wear little uniforms and march around, that'll be your new job. And then they give you government rations. Oh, there won't be free welfare in the future. The fattening and domestication of the American people is coming to an end, just as it's doing in Europe. And the pension funds will be taken over by the big mega banks for your protection. But there will be fees applied. And over the years, your pensions will be shrunk down to about 20% of what they were. And then if you survive all the cancer viruses you've been injected with, you might be able to retire and have two or three jobs and get a small stipend of your money that wasn't leaked and leached out of you. But the answer of the lottery ticket, sports fan, face painter culture will be screaming for more wealth redistribution as the economy shrinks, as things unravel. And why would the ultra-rich be honchoing, be driving, be orchestrating, be conducting, be executing, blueprinting, masterminding, quarterbacking? Why would they be running the big socialist commie revolution? Because socialism and communism don't exist except in two ways that actually help the people. And in all the other hundreds of permutations, it is always a way to take the general wealth by select groups who then consolidate it, skim it, decide where it's spent to control the engineering of society into a total domestication. The two ways it works is if you do, say, have North Sea oil off the coast of Scotland worth, even in a depreciated economy, trillions and trillions and trillions. Some estimates are upwards of 15 trillion of recoverable resources just in waters that Scotland has its territorial areas. And if you were to have companies come in who bid and give the highest percentage to the government, and if you had direct payments of the money, highly transparent, after expenses, with profit for the companies, in a bad market, you're talking about thousands of pounds a year per individual. And in a booming oil-based economy, we're talking tens of thousands of pounds a year or even more, and free school and infrastructure. And there's examples of this in Alaska and other areas. It's smaller. But, yeah, that's socialism. It works. If it's a shared communal resource, government can never figure out how to extract it properly, would break all the rules, wouldn't be accountable. But you bring in private interest, they could do it. And then you have the philosopher king model of Muammar Gaddafi, where you again have some of the most pure water in Africa and their huge aquifer. You've got great gas, sweet oil, sweet crude, meaning doesn't need a lot of refinement. And in the decades of the oil boom, he turned that place into a paradise in many areas and created real infrastructure and real jobs and actually had lotteries and things where they just gave people jobs. And then if you didn't perform, you were fired. But folks did perform, and the economy just grew and was supporting much of Africa. Yeah, socialism worked there. It really did. But only because they had liquid gold coming out of the ground and someone that actually gave it to the people. But he didn't give it to him and say you can't have a man in the house. He didn't give it to him and say you can't have a job. He didn't give it to him and say, oh, here's your welfare check, but you can't try to get another job now and get on your feet, never get out of debt. Oh, here's a welfare check, but you can't have a man in the house. Oh, here's a welfare check, or here's your Social Security check you paid in to get and you deserve, but, oh, sorry, you can't have another job after you're 65, 66, and then try to uplift the economy and your family. No. We want you at a low level. And that's what socialists always do. So it's the people driving socialism, driving communism. They always have the same pipe dreams, always the same sales job, always the same story, always run by the very same groups, the big mega banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. Look into it for yourself. They have been funding the Bolsheviks since 1917. The richest, most powerful, ruthless companies in the world. And they're running the whole show. And the reason I'm getting into this is at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to air a piece I shot for the Nightly News going over Bernie Sanders and the fact that he is the 1%. But beyond that, it's the 0.000000, and then it goes on from there. We actually did the math again last night. We have a report. And I was then digging into it last night. I want to do another report today doing searches. And it blew me away. I was criticizing Sanders in this report, which he deserves. But I was pointing out that a micron of 1%. We're going to show the numbers coming up. But I mean, we're talking 6,000 people out of 7.5 billion. Has 90% of the 55% or so of the world economy they have. You see, all of the 1% up to just this tiny little percentage has 10% of that 55% of the total wealth. And it's that majority of the 1%, you could say the 2% as well, that in every metric, every economic textbook, it's known is the very blood cells of the body politic and the economy. Why do you think the globalists like Bernie Sanders and Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the Southern Poverty Law Center and Hillary Clinton and all these elites and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers worldwide are exterminating the middle class? Argentina, until about the 50s or so, was richer than the United States and was behind Switzerland and Luxembourg as the richest country in the world. The saying was, as rich as an Argentine. They were free market. They had science, factories, art, probably superior culture to the United States. They let the globalists in. They are in a living hell. I've read the reports. I've had reporters down there. Ted Anderson went down there. He said he would see good-looking families. I said, what do you mean by that? He goes, like professional people. Living in doorways. When 18-wheelers jump over with cows on board, the Washington Post report, thousands will just come running out of the bushes with hatchets and knives just globbling blood and guts, like in a movie. Like something out of The Revenant. And it's all because they sold out to the globalists and bought into it. And the same thing's coming here, boys and girls. And don't forget who did it to you. And they're going to have all these stupid young people and all these dumb folks that grew up with their parents giving them everything, all these iPod heads and all these soft, gimme-everything yuppies are going to walk right into the arms of Bernie Sanders, who I'm telling you folks is the second coming of V.I. Lenin. He's a dangerous, evil, evil man. He knows full well who he works for, his rhetoric and everything he does. When it came down to that key vote to finally audit the Fed, when they had the votes, he killed it. Now, when he knew they didn't have the votes last month, he voted again to audit it. He's a piece of filth. And he knows exactly what he's doing, preying on you and your family. And they've pretty much blown our economic engine. We're stalled out. We're on fire. And now the enemy's coming over the gates, folks, literally and figuratively. The Border Patrol's come out and said, we have no border. We've been ordered to stand down. Red alert. And again, folks, when your country has no border and the elite are giving the people that come in all this free stuff and turning them into basically communists, it's red alert. It's, if you want to go to a Vietnam analogy, it's Firebase on the run, Firebase on the run, Firebase. Gone. I mean, this is 21st century warfare. Everybody wants it? You got it. They are going to hammer you and your family. The Red Brigades are coming.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid for by Bonner and Partners, an independent research firm.
Fed up after years spent fighting big government in Washington, D.C., a multimillionaire businessman has spent the last 30 years tracking an obscure threat to America. Today, he says it's about to reach a sudden and disturbing conclusion. If he's right, your way of life is about to change very suddenly. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, to your retirement, and the family you want to protect. Now, he's made predictions like this before, and he was right then, too. A few years ago, he warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, he warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. A free video he's released online details everything you need to know at dollardownfall.com. Now, maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to DollarDownfall.com. That's DollarDownfall.com.
Okay, let's just do this before I get back into socialism and what it stands for. But notice the more liberal we get, the more socialist we get. Time magazine with the cover, we're all socialists now. With Obamacare 3 years ago when that passed. I'll break it down in the next segment, but I want to hit some other news. But notice foreign banks that own insurance companies write Obamacare to double and triple your prices, cut your care, massively reduce your choices, and then their profits go up in the first 2 years alone, 47.8% globally, according to the big international insurance consortium numbers they released last year. Just on screwing America, globally their profits go 47%, with a bunch of fake socialist dirtbags making millions of dollars a year at CNN and MSNBC that fly around in helicopters and eat caviar all day with taxpayer stimulus money funding MSNBC, lecturing people that make $200,000 a year individually that they're in the 1%. Horse manure! These people are con artists. Let me explain. People go, who are educated, they go, how is it that socialists don't know it becomes corrupt and blows up everywhere and is terrible? Why do they promote it? They should know better. They know better. They know full well it's a takeover of the economy. They're bank robbers. The globalists took over the banks. They robbed the banks at the top. That's how you really rob a bank. You take it over. Then you buy off the government. Then you screw everybody. Then you put on dumbed-down television for 65 years and turn the public into a bunch of jellyfish. Excuse me. Let's just continue here. Oh, border agent, we might as well abolish our immigration laws altogether. We might as well abolish them. In a shocking reversal of U.S. policy, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents are being told to release illegal immigrants and no longer order them to appear at deportation hearings, essentially a license to stay in the United States. A key agent testified Thursday to Congress. I covered this yesterday, and I probably got 150-plus new articles today. But how do you not just point that out? What's more, of course, we told you this 2 years ago, the stand-down order includes a requirement that the whereabouts illegals release not be tracked. Yeah, remember how they won't tell the governors where the refugees are going? But, oh, don't you worry. Oh, the police are listening to your cell phone with the Stingray systems. Don't you worry. You got license plate reading, cameras up everywhere tracking you. Oh, don't you worry. We're going to search your kids at school. Oh, don't you worry. They're passing laws to forcibly inoculate you. Don't you worry. If I get on an airplane and fly to D.C. or anywhere else to cover something, they know exactly who I am, and they direct me over to have my bags torn apart, and the same thing happens to my crew. And if I point out, you know, our borders are wide open, they'll either say, yeah, I know, I'm a listener, this is terrible, we're trying to unionize, or, you know what, you want to miss your flight, keep your mouth shut. You know what that message is? This is all about you learning how to be a slave boy. This is all teaching you how to submit, how to break your will. People go, why is the German and French government bringing in millions of illegals from war-torn areas who just got kicked out by the Russians out of Syria to rape, murder, and kill? And just run around and just urinate and defecate and rape everybody. That's in the news today. And just do all this bizarreness. And the police that's come out all over Europe are ordered to cover it up officially. You know, that's crazy. That's madness. No, it's not. Because when there's unrest, they're going to start arresting. Oh, I'm sorry. They already are. The French and the Germans. And they're going to put them in the prisons. And they're going to take the, quote, Muslim migrants and put them through a quick program. And 3 or 4 years later, they're going to come out of socialist education systems, college, and they're going to be wearing black uniforms coming into those jail cells. And they're going to kick the teeth into those Germans. And you know what? When they rape their wives, they deserve it. Because they want to be slaves. They are. And so are we. Jokes of the planet. And when you sit there, people sometimes say to me, hey, man, just comply. when I come into U.S. Customs from taking the family on a vacation, and the lady says, oh, Alex Jones, got any contraband? No. This says you got $500 of stuff. Exactly what do you have? That's some jewelry for kids, family gifts. Is it exactly $500? I said, probably less. Oh, you mean you lied? No, I didn't have all the... Well, just search me. Oh, we are. We got Alex Jones. Take him in the back. It's our country now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me
these. I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with
flowers. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Fortune favors the bold. It's Alex Jones.
When I was young, I was the nicest guy I knew. I thought I was the chosen one. But time went by and I found out a thing or two. My shine wore off as time wore on.
To live under the heavenly socialist communist system like China, where you never hear the left criticize that Mao Zedong killed over 80 million people. The Chinese government admits, biggest mass murder in history. That's why there's so many liberal trendy places in Austin, in Denver, in New York, in L.A., in San Francisco, named after Mao. And people go and love, play on their iPhones and the free market and their Chinese slave goods. And they drink beer and expensive wine and giggle about how fun it is to wear red stars. you couldn't put more bad luck on you. You couldn't trash your mojo better. Wearing swastika armbands, you stupid snot-nosed crud that live off the backs of everybody that fought Nazism and communism. You need to have your jaws broken. But don't you worry, reality's going to crash in on you, trash, who lowered our defenses, who brought the Republic down. Oh, we're already gone. And you celebrate it like you've joined the globalists, mounting America's head on the wall. Your great victory. The mass rape of women across Europe, the national draft coming in for women, the families falling apart, women degraded into nothing but sexual objects, all in the name of Gloria Steinem and the Central Intelligence Agency program. And a Bernie Sanders with his fake Einstein hair and his, I'm a man of the people. We go out and talk to Bernie Sanders supporters, they can hardly talk. They're like him. Free! Free! I want free stuff! As if the New World Order is going to give you anything free. Oh, it's free like a piece of cheese. But a little mouse comes out and it smells it and goes to bite it and wha-bam, breaks your neck. But you're stupider than a little mouse. You can see all the countries and all the people caught in the mouse traps, caught in the big bear traps. You know what you do? You go into a trendy shop on some capitalist strip. And you go in and you snuggle in with that credit card that daddy put money in for the trust fund. And you put on that little fur-rimmed coat, you know, sexy with your hammer and sickle on and your Che Guevara, you know, shirt from Rage Against the Machine and the whole capitalist record company system selling it to you. And you go out on the street and you walk into McDonald's and you have yourself a double latte. Oh, yeah. Pathetic. Scum! Oh, how you'll burn in the camps later. Wishing you'd done something. I mean, you are the ultimate chumps. The ultimate buffoons. The ultimate schmucks. See, I've got so much news. And then when I read it, here in the break, looking at more of it coming in, I get so upset. But the public had so much freedom. They were so wealthy, even our poorest, they had no idea that what they're replacing with is abject slavery. CNBC reports, city, world economy, trapped in death spiral, but don't worry, let the globalists run things more, they'll fix it. Some analysts, including those at Citi, have turned bearish on the world economy this year, following a equity route in January and weaker economy data out of China and the U.S. The world appears to be trapped in a circular reference death spiral. City strategist led by Jonathan Stubbs said in a report. And then he just goes on from there. And notice, the stronger the U.S. dollar gets, that means the weaker. Because everyone runs to it, the last big ship sinking. Stronger U.S. dollar, weaker oil commodities prices, weaker world trade, petrodollar liquidity, weaker EM and global growth, and repeated ad infinitum, this would lead to oilmageddon, a significant and synchronized global recession, and a proper modern-day equity bear market. And it goes on. Let's just stop there. This is an engineered plan on record. Now, let's go to the next little article that just came out, Bloomberg Business. Like this little juicy for you. I keep telling you, the Chinese communist and the media, the left spins it, Huffington Post years ago, Jones hates Chinese getting into Hollywood. Like when Republicans would criticize Chinese, you know, government getting missile secrets from Clinton, from Laura Allen Hughes, they'd go on CNN. Why is it, you know, the racism of the Republicans against Chinese? What? You give a communist government your missile secrets? Well, just say it's politically correct. You know, don't let them You're against the Muslims raping your 9-year-old daughter in Germany? Why, you're a Islamophobe. The police say, well, we can't stop them because that'd be racist. That's actually happening. I'm not exaggerating. Chicago Stock Exchange says it's being sold to Chinese-led group. So the left on one side will say, you're just being racist against the Chinese, saying they're buying up Hollywood and then dictating what films can come out. I go see almost any film now, and it'll like cut to red flags and the Chinese Politburo saving America or feeding American kids. I mean, I went and saw The Martian and a couple other movies with my kids, and there's Chinese government literal Mao propaganda. NASA's boosters won't get it to Mars, but don't worry. The Chinese Mao 10 rocket will get us there, and it shows them saluting. Why are you helping the Americans? They're good people, and they need our rockets because they're dumb. Thank you, Chung Chu. It's just total bull. We got our boosters from the Russians, and we don't need those. They destroyed the German-designed Saturn rocket design that's better than what the Russians have today. Sabotage globalism. Gave away the Panama Canal. Shut down 1,000 of our power plants. We are under attack. 14 Godzillas wouldn't be this deadly. You imagine if Godzilla came out of the ocean in Houston and tore up 5 power plants, it'd be the biggest news the planet ever saw, because it's fantasy, it's not real. But the government, under UN control, shuts down over 1,000 plants and then lets globalists, Soros, and General Electric companies stay open, and Warren Buffett's system stay open, while sabotaging our pipelines. We are under military attack. We are done if you don't wake up. And what's crazy is every special forces person I run into, from the Marines, from the Navy, from the Army, I mean, I know current and former Delta Force people. I know the folks that train the Delta Force, and they know everything that's going on. And they say the American people are weak. They don't understand anything. We can't do anything. It's actually true. The American people are just running around like the most brain-damaged morons in a trance, while a 21st century blitzkrieg is taking everything we got down to make us dependent. And man, the boa constrictor is wrapping around us and is just now starting to squeeze. And boy, when it squeezes and the public goes into collective panic, gasping for air with their eyes bugging out, the snake's going to be right in their face going, relax, don't resist me, and it's all going to be over soon. I love you. And I'm trying to tell the public that snake isn't your friend, but you go look at these college students and people, I mean, to a person, they are so mindless and stupid. At every major college I go to, that I guarantee you, those people will sit back while I get arrested and put in the camp in a minute. Because I found the dumber the person, the more they're into authoritarianism, but from a distance. They actually get off on it. Like MSNBC getting up there all the time going, good, arrest the Tea Party. Good, audit the Christians. Good. Good. Get them. Get them. Get their kids belong to us. You see Harris Perry, that crazed look in her eye. No one's hardworking because the black slaves never say anyone's hardworking. I control the whole language, not you. A cult of venomous trash. I'm going to get into the whole stock market situation. And then they have the right wing come out and go, the extreme right wing come out and go, oh, you claim the Chinese are influencing our policies in Saudi Arabia. Israel agent. All these pseudo-intellectuals who have like 70 IQs just to go, Israel, Israel, Israel. Israel, Israel, as if that's the only thing in the universe, because I don't obsess on it when I've made films exposing the corruption in Israel, and I'm not against Israel, like I'm not against America or Russia or China. I'm against the corrupt elites. But that's why we're also done. Even our pseudo-intellectuals just sit around and just come up with little terms, like the pseudo-left says everyone's racist that doesn't agree with them, and then the ultra-racist right-wing says everyone works for Israel that doesn't bow to them, and then all they do is infight with each other all day. It is splendid idiocy. And then look at these other headlines. Paris attack leader said he slipped in with 90 extremists. Oh, and look, get the Pulitzer Prize. It's in Business Insider and Reuters. German spy chief ISIS is sending terrorists to Europe disguised as refugees. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that ISIS in February of 2015, 9 months before attacks began in Europe, said they were running the migrant wave and that it was actually their people that they'd sent in to take over Syria? To actually occupy the homes and run the facilities and run the markets, that they'd been kicked out and they were sending them into Europe, and that they were going to run sleeper cells? Oh, my gosh, give German intelligence a gold star. A year later, they reported on it. Wow. Ooh, can you believe the intel they've got? Whoa. Code 921. The Swedish police cover up thousands of crimes involving refugees, rape, murder, robbery, and pooping in the pool. Sweden, ISIS flag and pray for Allah threat painted on school wall. All over the U.S., I see articles every day where official core curriculum, Common Core, teaches folks to submit to the will of Allah. Nancy Pelosi invokes the Prophet Muhammad at National Prayer Breakfast. Multicultural toilets for the global defecation. I'm not kidding, that's a quote. Seek to stop migrants pooping on the floor. Why are you being racist? Multiple reports have emerged of recent arrivals finding themselves utterly mystified by Western bathrooms. What do you mean? In Texas bathrooms, they got to put signs up now saying don't poop in the corner. Richard Reeves covered it down there at one of those big truck stops. Saudi Arabia ready to send ground troops into Syria. Yes, to back their Al-Qaeda forces. Chicago Seminary urges students to wear white privilege glasses to learn how bad you are. That's just some of the love. But don't worry. Bernie Sanders is going to save you. I'm going to go to this Bernie Sanders report in a moment, and I'm going to have to skip this one break today, and that's it, because I got Richard Reeves coming up just for about 5 minutes at the start of the next hour to give us an update on what's happening in New Hampshire. Guys, I just dropped my sheet over the side there. Will you please give that to me? Thank you. It's right over here on the corner. I need it. Before I go any further, though, look, if you're not spreading the word about this broadcast, you're nuts. We are in a savage 110% truth assault on the globalist, pulling no punches in death-defying viciousness. Thank you. This is the real deal. This is the organic, spontaneous response to the globalist. Okay? And we're taking action. And that's why we're attacked from the corners of the compass, 360. Because we are over the target. We are committed. We're not backing down. We're not stopping. If you do not tell folks about Infowars.com/show and all the free podcasts and iPhone and Android apps and the free video feeds, might as well just go join George Soros. And I know most of you are, but we need to all redouble our efforts, myself included. If you are not telling friends and family and neighbors and folks at work and people at the grocery store and the gas station and at four-way stops about the local AM and FM stations that carry the show, and if you're not supporting their sponsors or at least telling them you support them and telling friends about those sponsors and thanking those stations, they are fighting the New World Order with us. These are patriots. And the fact is, people now know what I've warned of is real, even though it's horrific. They know we're doing this to try to save the country. Yeah, we're skipping the network break, guys. Now, before we go any further, people need to understand that this is a planned totalitarian takeover and isn't going to be soft for much longer. It's going to be hard. It's going to be rough. It's going to be burning hot. So when I get animated and upset and everything's bouncing off the walls, it's because as a man who's dialed in, watching the systematic takedown of prosperity and of freedom and who's replacing it and knowing we're going to the clutches of the ultimate scientific terror, I'm struggling. I'm fighting for my life, folks. And people need to understand this is a death battle. And what's a death battle? It's another way of saying fight to the death. They are not going to stop. They're not going to back off. Serving them, giving in to them, will only destroy you and your family faster. And as things start getting nastier, you're going to realize you have nothing to do but resist. And they're trying to program everybody to get violent. That's not the answer at this stage. It is in Syria, and Al-Qaeda forces are attacking you. They start arresting people in mass, running people to relocation camps, you know, demonizing patriots on the air. Then you got to defend yourself. And, you know, all these folks that want to play soldier against the American people are going to get a chance. And I don't relish that because the globalists are the ones that are going to win in that. But you will fail. And they know you're going to be destroyed. And I'm talking to the security services of the so-called U.S. government. You are a row of shark teeth that are going to fall out in the fight with us. And they got more rows coming up. They intend the next row to get knocked out. Then the third big row comes in. You're delusional if you serve the system and think you're part of the winning team. Shining on with Beelzebub is not winning. Be smart. Most people in the system have now chosen sides. That's why the globalists are so scared. They want to start a huge war with Russia or China to get the people in the government to line up and do what they're told because of an outside threat. Now, briefly, before I go to this Bernie Sanders piece, we've introduced Anthroplex. It's got ingredients that aren't in Super Male or Super Female Vitality. It acts as a base to accelerate and expand what that does. It works synergistically together. And it's $29.95. Similar brands are about $60 that have some of the same ingredients, and we know they're not even organic. And I'm not knocking competition. We just bring you the very best, the lowest price. And that's 15% off right now on Anthroplex. When you get it with Super Male Vitality or Super Female Vitality, it's free shipping on top of that as well, and 15% off. InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. And listen up. I'm not going to belabor this. If you don't buy shower filters at InfoWarsStore.com, buy them somewhere else. But we sell the best we can find at the lowest price. These are the best shower filters out there. They've got cruddier ones that cost as much. Okay? They're the best four-stage, fast flow. You want to breathe that stuff. You want to have it come through your skin. It's a no-brainer. Order the filters. And I appreciate you doing it. But I'm talking to folks that have been on the fence. Get a Pro Pure or an Alexa Pure. They're both excellent, have different specs. You can debate which is better. They're both excellent. The Gravity Fed Systems, InfoWarsStore.com. I'm not going to belabor this anymore. Promo code WATER, 10% off. Free shipping on the shower filters. But just get the products. You need them. They're high quality. And we want to grow our war chest going into this depression because I think it's going to get really, really bad. I think I know it is. We need to fuel up to take off on a biggest assault run ever. And we may get destroyed a week from now or 2 years from now or never. You don't know how Providence works, but Providence is with you when you just gut up, commit, and don't care anymore. Look, I'm not afraid, folks. In fact, I'm still alive. I just wish people would join me and cross the barrier and just get through the world's intimidation. Stop caring what people think about you and just stand up and just say, it's happening, new world order, world government, rally the people. Be a Paul Revere in your area. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You know what's sick? And I'm a man, and I can't help I'm competitive, but I've never really for a long time feared death or being incarcerated or shut down or destroyed, and I've been committed and put in God's hands even though I want to be there for my children. But I still didn't like my enemies and so-called competitors, people that thought they were my competitors, winning if something happened to me. And in the last year or so, I've even transcended not jealousy, but when someone attacks you, it's not jealousy. It's like they're trying to destroy you because they're jealous, and then you don't want them to win or grind you down. That used to be one of my motivations. I am so much stronger now that I just could care less about lies at all or people wanting to destroy me. I have just transcended it. Thank you, Christ. Thank you, Christ, for that. And folks can notice I'm more hardcore, I'm more vicious, I'm more focused, I'm quicker because this is it. It's not coming, it's here. This is the beginning. And whether it's the final tribulation, and the Christ says there's many antichrists that come before the antichrist, this is tribulation. and they've taken over the churches, they've taken over the systems, we're in so much trouble. I don't know if I can go to all the report now. I kind of ran out of time, but here's part of the Bernie Sanders report from the Nightly News, breaking down the facts of the cave. Here it is.
Let me show in a parable to what extent our nature is enlightened or unenlightened.
Bernie Sanders.
Envision human figures living in an underground cave.
Politics, really.
Here they have been from their childhood and have their legs and necks chained so that they cannot move and can only see before them, being prevented by the chains from turning their heads around.
I believe what it stands for.
Plato, one of the most famous Greek philosophers and historians in world history, famously had his allegory of the cave. If you're brought up in a box, like some of these young women we've heard about who were kidnapped at birth and lived in a trailer until they were 15 years old, you believe that the confines of that box is the universe and is that world. And your captor that comes in to feed you a few times a day and rape you or whatever the case may be, you think that's your father, your mother figure, your God figure. That's everybody to you. And that's why I'm shooting this here in this twilight with just one light above me, is to illustrate visually, not just with facts and statistics, that we are being kept in the dark. And no one more so than Bernie Sanders supporters. This is not a pitch for Hillary or anybody else. The point is, you're really being kept in the dark. What Bernie Sanders is engaged in has been funded for over 150 years by European royalty, the aristocracy, as well as the new robber-bearing class that was forming in the last 150 years, to scapegoat free market as the problem and to sell communism and socialism and wealth redistribution as a solution when the elites themselves are international in scope, largely exempt from the taxes like Google and General Electric and Warren Buffett today, who calls for higher taxes on the middle class that he calls the rich, but is the biggest recipient, of course, of the 2008 banker bailout. So this is how this scam works, the ultra-rich going after the middle class. So when Sanders says the 1%'s the enemy, well, 90% of the 1% hardly have any of the wealth. When you do the math of 7.5 billion people in the world and 6,000 elite managers and owners, according to the Kissinger Group and the book Superclass, written by Rothkopf, the elite themselves say there's 6,000 that own and rule half the wealth of the world. And that's back when that book was written 8 years ago. It's closer to 60% of the wealth now. And so they're desperate to scapegoat the middle class for what they've done, as if Bernie Sanders is greedy and bad because he has $600,000 or, you know, makes a quarter million a year as a senator. No, he buys houses, he buys cars, he buys services. It's that middle class and upper middle class that funds everything. Folks, what I'm going to do is I went to this late. We're going to pause it right there and back up about 10 seconds. Come back in that next little segment and go to it. Because what I didn't finish up saying earlier was, doing research on this last night, Sanders is always pushing 1%, 1%, they're the enemy, they're bad, they stole it. But then I actually found an article out of PolitiFact that found his statement is true, that Sanders knows this, of course, and said exactly what I just said in this report. Bernie Sanders says top 0.1% in U.S. have almost as much wealth as the bottom 90. And he means that of the bottom 90 of the 1%. Well, actually, we have the real math for you. And I'm not bragging, but I'm proud of the power of this broadcast. We're the ones, when they started this 1% stuff 6-7 years ago, that went in and said it was 0.000000, depending on how you calculated it after that. So we have the latest numbers coming up. So it's the very elites sicking the public on the 1%, the 2%. The general public thinks somebody with a nicer car stole it. So this is class warfare by the elite against the general public. It's totally sickening. We're going to show you the proof when we're back in 70 seconds with the second hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.